You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. We're on. The Midweek Howl is recording.
Yeah.
How about that?
Miracles never cease around here.
So I was, I started to tell you, and then we just decided, let's just record it. Because I think the other night, I don't know how many episodes we were talking about deer accidents, weren't we? Yeah, we did a couple weeks ago. So I told the story about the guy, you went to the call where the deer got hit in one lane and went through the...
Yep.
Yeah. And I told the story about the guy in the motorcycle.
Yep.
Gosh, what was it? Thursday night, Christy and Izzy were taking... Izzy got a new horse not too long ago.
What kind of horse?
American quarter horse, you know, one that she's got rides and stuff.
She reining, she roping, she barrel racing. What's she doing?
Well, she ain't barrel racing or anything like that. She's, doing,
she's burning making, hay. That's what
like
she's
West,
doing.
Basically, yeah.
That's it's what a high my brother would say. She's burning hay.
It's a high dollar horse that Izzy's going to have some surgery here in a couple weeks. So.
Izzy is
having surgery. Okay. So we're taking the horse to a trainer near us. Okay.
Because she ain't broke yet.
No, she's broke, but
she's not about, kid broke.
Oh, she is. Yeah. She's broke everything, but Izzy's not going to be able to do anything for a month or two. So we want her someplace where she's going to get worked every day.
Right. Okay.
Okay, because yeah, Izzy rode her in the Congress. Didn't we talk about that? Her riding in the Congress.
Probably yes, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, it was wherever they took it was down south of us near Lexington, Ohio, and so they dropped the horse off, came back. I think I might even have been recording another podcast episode or something. And Christy does pretty good with the trailer hooked up to the Suburban. But she can't quite back her in the driveway into the spot that we need it. So we come in, she comes in, I go out there and I walk back to kind of look and here the trail. So it's an enclosed horse trailer, mm-hmm. and it's got on both sides big metal wheel wells or whatever, wheel
yep.
coverings.
Fenders, okay? Yeah, I know what you're talking
fenders,
about.
Fenders, okay. And I look, and the fender on the driver's side front is just bashed in. Like,
I mean, bad?
Bad. Like, it's bashed
in. What are they made out of? Aren't they made out of steel or is that an aluminum trailer? What is that?
It is steel. The fender's steel. It ain't aluminum. It's not aluminum. It's steel. Now, it's not like 2-inch thick steel or anything, but it's steel. And it is bashed like she hit a boulder. With that fender, and it bashed it in to where it's rubbing against the tire a little bit. And I looked at her and
against
I said,
the tire, against it get hot and blow out
against the tire. And I said, what happened? And she goes, we were driving and I heard something we heard something kind of thud, but she goes, I didn't think much of it. She goes, we just kept going. And you got the look, and there's the hair sticking in. So a deer had obviously run across the road, thinking the coast was clear because the Suburban was passed, and ran right into the side of that trailer. Right. Dented the side of the trailer. It just crushed that wheel well. And, I mean, I don't know how they drove. I mean, they were like 15 miles away still. And she drove it the whole way, and they didn't, you know, there was no place for them to stop right there anyway. But I got to thinking, like, if that deer was big enough to bash that in, if it got under that tire on that trailer, it might have taken them right off the road.
Well, I mean, doubt that, but I
you don't think it would have, like, if it got under that trailer and knocked it sideways or something?
No, not if she just keeps it freaking, this ain't a movie, man. Okay, as long as you keep your wheels straight and don't jerk the wheel, that truck is going to track straight. I mean, I've seen dudes run over spike strips and get tires blowed out. I've seen them going 90 miles an hour down the interstate with three rims and one tire. Okay, so in the movies, when the tire blows out and it trips, that's because they blew it out with an explosive, and that's part that was in the screenplay, and they put a ramp there and tripped it. Okay, but just keep your stuff. But you know what that. It segued into something already, okay. Right? Did you see this week where they're talking about man on a mission to Mars, the International Space Station to Mars or whatever? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they said they're going to put an all-female crew on it, so there's no hanky-panky up there. It can't be co-ed. Now, I don't know why they can't just do it old school and have an all-male crew, but I guess that went out with the 80s. So now we need females in space, therefore we got to have an all-female crew, so there's no hanky-panky.
Okay.
And that segued into the comments where everybody would say, Houston, we have a problem. Nope, it's fine. It's fine. So, you know what I mean? Just like you hit some. I was hoping.
No, we don't. No, we don't. When
I went, yeah, no, we don't. I know where I'm going. Let me get the map out. Hey, when you said I was thinking, my God, you sure it was a deer, not some homeless dude or some guy standing on the side of the road. Maybe we need to cut this podcast. She has rights, you know. Plead the fifth. You don't need to say nothing.
Well, it was the inside. It was the driver's side. So if it was somebody standing in the middle of the road, she missed him with the front of the Suburban and got him with the trailer. So they got what they had coming.
My gosh. Well, you know, I had water. Excuse me, running to the door. Excuse me, my super crew I told you about a month ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what do you do? I mean, they're out there. I'm going to try to do my best, let my son and a couple other kids shoot some more this weekend. So, you know, we're trying to thin the herd out. It just doesn't work.
We need to thin the herd out around here, that's for sure.
You guys are a shotgun only state though, right?
No, you can bow hunt. The bow hunt's big.
Yeah, but you can't use a rifle.
Oh, oh God, what is it?
You got some goofy thing, straight walled rifle cartridge or something. I mean, you can't go out there with all the heat they bring around here.
Well, I'm not a hunter, so I don't know. I don't know all the technical terms, and now our fans are being, I knew, you know, he didn't know what he was talking about, but I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to guns, but, like, what are you guys going out there with, like M16s and Gallon guns?
Baby, mm-hmm. SBR suppressed short barrel rifles, mm-hmm. High capacity wet magazines, you know, whatever, tripwires, claymores,
I think you can only hunt around here with like flintlock.
So. Alternative weapons here in Missouri, we can use lances. Atlases. Yeah, you know, like an Atlas. You know what an Atlas is? We can use Atlases, slingshots, air guns.
What about what is the chain? What is the ball with the spikes on the chain?
Mace.
Is that what it is? Is that a mace? Mace.
Yeah,
where mace. You swing it around?
Mace. Hey, I got a buddy of mine that's killed several hogs and one deer with a knife. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would love to get him on the mic here, but I don't know
How?
First
okay.
of all, he'd probably have to be a Patreon. For a second, I don't think he'll do it, right? Because
we'll have to ask him. See, if he'll come on, we'll have him for the December Patreon. Because I got to hear, how do you kill a hog, one of those wild hogs with a knife?
Well, ask my son. He'll tell you. And both, either of my sons.
They've killed hogs with a knife?
But I've killed some stuff with a big old knife, and they... I was driving across Wyoming. Now, this might put some fans off, so if y'all are weak, hang up now and go back to watching the Patriots play. Because
Patriots played Thursday, so go back to watching
gonna the
Seahawks.
Real. This is going to get real. Okay.
All right, let's get real.
Me and my youngest boy in the fall of 2017. I got a mute button. I'm not good enough with it on the yawn. I think it was the fall of 2017, so he would have all been all of eight or nine. We were out in Wyoming, north of Gillette, Wyoming, off of Highway 59. I had this old Tahoe, off-road Tahoe I was driving around. We were out there antelope season. We had a console full of antelope tags, buck and antlerless. And there's a big piece of state ground which you can hunt on just right along the highway. Now, we had went past it earlier in the morning. We're coming back. I don't remember what we were driving to. And I looked over, and these antelope, when they lay up against the side of the road, on these hillsides, sometimes they look like limestone. You know, they got white bellies and white points, and sometimes they'll just look like a rock. So I told my son, Charlie, I said, hey, there's two antelope right there. And he goes, where? And I said, right there. And he goes, no, there were rocks. And I pulled over. And when I pulled over, he got the binoculars to start looking. And I was getting my rifle out. And he said, really? And I said, watch this. So I snuck over there. Well, in Wyoming, if there's a fence by law, you can't shoot from the road. If there's a fence, you have to cross it. If there's a ditch, you have to cross it. If there's not a fence or a ditch, you got to be, I don't remember, 45 or 55 feet from the road. But there was a fence, a real fancy, like six wire.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fence. So I get over there, and they're, I don't know how far they're 150, 175 yards away. But there was a like a stock tank in a well house and a switch there was some action in almost like a corral area where they had built a fence around this well house in junction of some sort, I guess, to keep the cattle from going up there and rubbing on it, or you know what I mean? It wasn't to fence anything, it was to fence them out. So once I got across the fence on my belly, they kind of got spooked. It was a big doe and a little doe. And I made it to this fence post on the inside of the fence where I had a good rest. And I jumped up and laid across the top of this fence. I don't remember what it was. 175. I didn't even range it because I thought it's close enough. And as soon as I put my gun up there and started looking through the scope, she jumped up to take off running. You know what I mean? They figured something was up.
Yeah.
So I started throwing the lead at him, and I hit her right off the bat. And but she got back up. And then as soon as I shot her and I realized I hit her, I transitioned to the other one. And when I shot her, that second one dropped. The first one circled back like to get her, and then I shot again, and she ended up dropping right there. So I tell my son, let's go, you know, buddy, come on. So he's crawling out, you know, he's, oh, man, Dad, that was so cool. I thought they were going to get away. And I said, you know, son, they just don't get away. You know, they just don't. I mean, rarely do they get away from me, right? You know,
are we talking? Okay, were we talking about deer, or is this your college?
Whatever.
Your college deer.
Whatever. They just don't get away because the government has spent a lot of money in training me to put rounds down range. So some unarmed antelope at 175 yards is going to have a tough row. You know what I mean? If she doesn't hit the turbo right off the bat, but as we get up there, she jumps up and she was her back legs were partially immobile. Anyway, she was alive enough to get up and start hobbling away, but too broken down to get away. Well, I don't remember if I didn't want to shoot. I don't know why. Maybe I just did it to impress him, then, which is what I did on my second boy, on the second story. So I had this big old knife, like Rambo style knife in my pack here. And I said, give me that knife. And he goes, what? Shoot it again, Daddy. I said, I ain't gonna shoot it up here this close. And I ran up to her with that big knife. And you know, when you watch like The Last Kingdom or something, Ridley Scott's, you know, Robin Hood or whatever, and they make stabbing something look very easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you've got a good knife and you're very stout at all, it is. So I walked up there and got it beside her, and I just stuck her behind the front shoulder as she's trying to walk away from me. And that knife went to the hilt just like cutting butter or something. I mean, just poof. So, and he still talks about this day, and it was what, 4 or 5 years ago. So fast forward in 2000, my oldest son come back from Germany, and I had put in for antelope tags in Wyoming. So it was me and him, and we went out through Colorado. We made a week journey of going through the mountains and ended back up at the same place me and my younger son had killed his antelope, but about 3 miles, 4 miles up the road. And there's an antelope there. He'd never shot one. He'd actually missed one that morning that I won't talk about, that was 35 yards away looking right at us. That was, you know,
that you could have got with one of those maces.
I probably could have got it with a base, with a rock. I don't know. You know, I probably could have, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I probably could have, cause I set it up as an ambush, cause I seen where it was going. I probably could have crawled up there and counted coup, you know, like the natives. I could have touched it for extra points and let it get away. But I stopped short of that. I told my son, get up on the sticks. It's going to come around this hillside, kind of a butte, not really a mountain, but it's going to come around. It's going to jump that fence right there on that path, because there's something behind us it wants to get to. You know what I mean? And he won't see us till he gets right there, and then you shoot it. Oh, I can't see, Daddy. There's some brush. There's this. So I got to move two or three times. The next thing you know, this thing's on us, jumps the fence, and he locks up and looks right at us. Big old ears forward like a mule or something, looking right at us. And my son's sitting there on the sticks, and I don't want to badmouth him because he is deployed in the armed forces of the United States. So theoretically, our freedom in this country relies on young men like him, right?
But not to shoot antelope at 35 years old.
Yeah, be glad he's not feeding the country or the wagon train or whatever, because at 35 yards with this big old scope bolt action Remington 700 stainless steel 24-inch button rifle stainless barrel, he touched that thing off, and the only thing that antelope did was go back the other way. So I said, where was you at on the scope? Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, I was on him. I said, well, you wasn't, he didn't poleaxed him. So he was down in the dumps. It is only that he was never going to get another chance. I told him he would get another chance in a little bit. So sure enough, big old section, like, you know what? A section 660 acre square. There's a place where there's essentially five of them in a row. There are five of them together. So there's two, it's two deep.
Five sections to get, man. That's yeah. Huge.
So there's 2 miles
mm-hmm.
deep or 2 miles wide. And the one on the left is, if you're standing at the corner of them where
three miles deep.
3 miles, one's 2 miles.
Yep.
And there's a county road that goes up beside the one edge of it. And then there's a wildlife road that goes through the middle with a gate. And see, they run cattle out. Anyway, I seen as we're coming around this corner, there were some out-of-state hunters from New York, or Ohio, Pennsylvania, something, that were pushing up this gully. So by the time we get around the top, I'm just going to go past it because I figured these dudes are hunting that section. You know, I ain't going to walk out there, go out there. And we get a mile and a half away, and at the top of this hill, these antelope, this big buck, is coming out of this draw where those guys are a mile away down the bottom of it. You with me?
Yep.
So I said, there's one right there, son. I pulled over at that gate and get the rifle out. He says, I want to shoot daddy. I said, okay. I said, and this thing's 175, 200 yards away trotting. Now, this is a kid that just missed one standing still at 35 yards, right? So I said, I don't know. And I've got the rifle. He goes, no, daddy, come on. I can do it. I said, okay, leaning over this post. I'm going to turn the scope up about five. And I said, all you got to do is put the crosshairs on his shoulder. You're going to have to keep swinging just like your trap shotgun. But I'm trying to give him a pep talk. Kapow. Well, he hits a little too far back. He does a little flip, but he gets back up. I said, hit him again. You know, so I got hitting me. So we've got this run and gun battle with this damn antelope. Pow, pow. You know, this kid is throwing lead. So this thing finally, I don't know if it just got exhausted or it was carrying so much lead it couldn't carry anymore, but it was down. It sat down on its, and like a big dog would, you know what I mean?
Really?
Just sat right there with the head up, swinging around. And another thing, there's a stock tank of water and like a little, you know, some like cedar. The only trees in that whole five sections, it was like we're growing around. One time, maybe there was an old barn or home place of some sort. So I opened the fence and I told him, I said, hey, come over on this side. And I said, we're going to walk right down there. We're going to keep this power line in that stock tank and that little pine tree between us. So he can't see back. He can't see us sneaking up on him. You know what I mean? So we sneak 200 yards down there to where, when we step out around this tank and he flips up and looks at us, he's 50 yards away and he wants to get up. And I told my son, I said, and I got these big fancy $140 shooting sticks. I put them sticks down there and I said, shoot him right in the neck. My son lays up there, kapow, misses him. I said, well, shoot him. I said, that's okay, just shoot him through the shoulder. Well, I ain't got no shells no more. And the rest of the shells are up there in the truck. So I said, what? I'll run back and get some more. I said, no, here, give me that knife. Because I had give him this big knife. I had went to Walmart. I used to be a bad Walmart shopper. I'm still a Walmart walker, but I try not to buy too much there, right? So in Minnesota, I'd walk down these sale aisles. You know the sale aisle at Walmart? Well, I walked through there one day, and they had these big, I think they're buck and charade maybe, but these big 10, 12-inch, just crazy knives, right? Just giant, no, like a Bowie knife almost. No rational person, I call it Rambo knife. No rational person would use it hunting or anything, but they were like $5 or $6. And I bought one for my oldest boy. And then I thought, well, so I ended up buying one for each of my kids. So they had one, you know what I mean? Even my daughter. So at the end of the world comes, they all got this big ass knife. So he was carrying this big old knife on his belt like he was Davy Crockett or something. And I said, now he just missed this deer. He shot it 4 or 5 times with 30-odd six, shot around it anyway. At least he took one. I said, give me that knife. And he goes, are you serious? And I said, yeah. And as I pulled that knife out, I started walking up. And what was in the back of my head was my youngest boy was so impressed about me. You know what I mean? He still talks about me killing that one with a knife. And he said, well, what about his horns? And as he started saying, what about his horns? I got up there and stuck him. And I said, that's it. Well, what are you going to do? I said, you watch. Wasn't, you know, 15, 20 seconds, this old antelope just fell over dead. And he's just like, what? Can I have that knife? I said, yeah, it's yours. Ain't my knife, you know?
You are essentially Rambo.
So then I told my son, I said, here, leave the knife here. I said, hurry up and go get my pickup. Open that gate. Bring that truck down here. So these guys pushing that draw that's been hunting this thing and working their ass off don't see that we just pulled up there and shot their antelope. And he ran up there and what are we going to do? I said, put it in the truck and we're going to go take it somewhere else to clean it so they don't watch. And that's what we did. Got it out of that Dodge.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. What I immediately thought of when you started talking about the knife was, and this is like totally taking a left turn, but what about those kids? What about those kids in Idaho? Was it Idaho that all got stabbed in their sleep?
Yes. I don't know. Were they sleeping or partying? They were sleeping.
They're all in bed sleeping.
Oh, I didn't know that. I purposely haven't read anything about it. It's upset. You know, I got my wife was just all over that story for watching, and it still freaks her out a little bit. And I was wondering, okay, did one of the other ones do it and then stab themselves? You know what I mean? Well, so the dead person is actually there.
Well, they said whoever it was went in through a open sliding door, went past the two roommates on the bottom floor, went upstairs and stabbed each one of those people in their bed.
So why did they leave the bottom ones alive then?
I have no idea. They almost.
How do they know they didn't do it?
They've been cleared, apparently.
Tell them that. You get them to open their mouth so that they can frame them up. You're never clear.
You think that? Well, you would know.
Come on, dude. You watch Yellowstone. They're going to take them to the train
station. Well, now, wait a second. Like, one minute you told me I can't take them to the train. One minute you told me I can't watch what's on TV and believe it because it's explosive set underneath the car, and now you're telling me I'm supposed to believe what I'm seeing.
I think that's the thing. You just don't know what to believe. You've got to use your, you know what I mean? God, not only did he give you an opposable thumb to separate you from the primates, he theoretically gave you the ability to reason.
You know, but why is it so much different? Some people just have no ability to reason, and some have great ability to reason. You know, that's just kind of...
Some people are just lucky.
Just a sense of humor? You got a sense of humor?
No, that they don't know anything. I mean, think about it. The dumb people in this world get along a hell of a lot better than the smart people.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
And you said Yellowstone. You know, I don't. You haven't really started to watch that, have you?
No, off and on. My old lady watches it. She started from scratch a couple weeks ago, and she's tried to get through every one of them. You know what I mean? So
it was hard for me. Like Chrissy and I watched the last couple years before. I think we watched part of life. Anyway, those episodes are so heavy. They're real heavy. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff to unpack.
Just like Sam Elliott said, a lot of drama. That's why he didn't watch it.
Very emotional. Yeah. And the one he was in, 1883, was great. But I'm really starting to not like that Beth Dutton.
That's my favorite one. Well, she's British anyway, so she's not American.
She's great.
Irish or British. Yeah. Oh, no. That's great, my favorite one of the whole thing. You mean because she's crazy or mean or what?
Yeah, she's not very endearing.
She's not a geek person. Oh, that's part of it. She's like a wild Mustang out there. She just needs the right guy. Like Rip is the right guy to break her. Okay, so if you can't ride, you can't saddle. Don't even worry about saddling up that one. Yeah, that's the deal. You know?
I don't like, man, it's her scenes with the dude that plays her brother that's not really her brother, Jamie.
Yeah.
That's some brutal stuff. Like the new, like this year's stuff.
She never shuts up about it, does she?
No. And so, and I get, you know, if this is a spoiler alert, say, you know, I don't, it is what it is. But, you know, she basically made him kill his real dad. Did you see that at the end of last season?
No, what are you talking about? I don't even know where you're even, you mean Kevin Costner's not his real dad?
No. Nope, he's adopted. He got, his real dad went to prison, okay?
Not Rip, Jamie.
You're talking about Jamie, the one that's the attorney general, okay?
Yes.
So his real dad was in prison, I forget for what. And so Kevin, and maybe the mom died? See, that I didn't see the first couple years, so I don't know how those flashbacks worked or whatever. But anyways, find out that he's adopted. He's not really the blood, you know, the Kevin Costner. Basically,
that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. And because Kevin Costner said, yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And so at some point, and I've missed this point, but I've picked up on it, Beth must have got pregnant at a younger age, and I believe probably by Rip. Okay.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And had an abortion.
Right.
And Jamie took her to have it, and the clinic that he took her to basically butchered her.
And now she can't have kids.
Can't have kids. So she has...
Dude, that's heavy. Well, how did we get on this? That's too heavy for me.
So that's why
she's so bitter.
Oh, yes. So in the end of last season, so Jamie's real dad gets out of prison finally and is starting to...
Show up.
He does show up. And he's starting to wriggle his way back into Jamie's life. And long story short, she basically makes... I think Jamie's real dad might have had something to do with an attempt on all their lives or something. But either way, she makes Jamie kill him and then take him to the train station, or whatever. So she just says, look, I own you now forever. I just own you forever. Don't even look at me cross-eyed. Because
of the people I follow on Twitter are real cowboys, mm-hmm. and they always make fun of the fact that he's got a ranch the size of Rhode Island. And he's only got about 40 cows on it, but he's got 11 hands for 40 cows. And
I think he's got more than that. That's just what this show,
but all the crime stuff, it's like junior NCIS that have them all in jail the next day.
No. Well, you know what I mean?
It's just crazy. Some of the stuff just...
Aren't a lot of those cowboys, though, transient that end up disappearing? Like some of the people they've...
Yes, I don't know. You know, it's just... There's just a lot of craziness. That's all I can say. It's just a lot of craziness.
Well, the money, you know, you think the money must insulate. Kind of like those the dudes from South Carolina, the Murdochs, that thought they were getting away with killing the guy, you know, killed his son and his wife and killed a housekeeper or whoever else. And he's finally, you know, going to fry for it. Maybe
somebody's setting him up.
You think they're setting him up?
I don't know.
Well, he claims he has an alibi that he probably does. Couldn't have killed his son and he couldn't have killed his wife. Because he was on the road when he left them, and they said he made like 15 phone calls. And
who makes phone calls to?
Well, the different, you know, his brother is, you know, different other, his dad maybe, and stuff, just a bunch of people. But he's just like, look, I how could I have just got on the road and just made all these phone calls if I had just killed somebody?
And what did they tell him?
That's
your talent. That's why you bill $300 an hour.
That's why You're a psychopath. Of course you could do that.
You mean he's saying how intellectually how you could do it?
Yeah. That's what they're saying. Like, he is saying, how could somebody kill somebody, his wife and his kid, get in his car and just leisurely take a drive and call people and just talk? You know, like, that's just crazy.
Maybe somebody killed somebody wrong song needs to come out.
God. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a, oh, geez. Somebody done somebody wrong. Who's that?
Don't you remember Linda Ronstadt? No,
it's just sounds right. Just another somebody done somebody wrong song, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it says, right?
I think so. Yeah, I do. Look, I'm not gonna lie. I think the world needs more songs like that.
Well, we certainly need more of something. I don't know if that's what it is, but. You need something, you know.
So of course we're starting to ramp up here at the post office with packages. All right, because we got through Cyber Monday, but
people are just now sending them.
Oh God, I don't know. I've got mixed emotions here because our little town, Amazon, has decided they got trucks in our town. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And so. I'm like 50 packages less than this time last year, but there's still got a lot of crap. Okay. But I kid you not, I walked into the post office to my mail case there, and people will buy these big boxes of crap from Bath and Body Works. Okay. And it's full of that soap and spray and whatever.
So it smells good in there.
It does. But they're terribly packed, okay? They just take a box, and they don't put any packing material really in it, and they just.
You talking Amazon or normal people?
Just I'm talking Bed Bath and Body Works, okay? Bath and Body Works, people will buy directly from them, and they don't really put any packing, in with it. All right,
right.
So a lot of those boxes. Will get crushed a little bit, and something inside of it will bust and leak. Okay, so apparently along the route before it got to the post office, one of these boxes did just that. And the solution at whatever step along the way was, they took all the stuff out and put it in a big clear plastic bag, cut the cardboard with a little piece of the mailing label on and tape that to the clear plastic bag, wrapped a tie around the top of the bag. And that's how they finished. It finished coming to me. And then I took it to the customer, a big clear plastic bag.
And what did they say when you dropped that off to them?
I didn't ring the doorbell to ask. Well, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? I'm like, this takes the cake. And the same day, you know what else I got? I got just a 40-pound bag of dog food with a mailing label. Wasn't even in a box, nothing. Just a big bag of dog food with a mailing label on it. And that was it.
Sounds like me. You need to welcome that Amazon truck. It's less stuff for you to pack.
Well, the place that got the dog food also got four other boxes of dog food. And as I was putting, so the other boxes were 50 pounds. So I'm stacking up these. I backed up to the house. You know, I've already picked them up twice to get them into the, case into the truck. And I'm just about done with them. Here pulls up a UPS truck up the curb. And this time of year, they got what they call them jumpers. You know, they got their help. And out jumps this hillbilly girl that's helping this guy that I know running around. And she has a box that's maybe a matchbox car was in. And she walks it up and she's just laughing as I throw the last box of 50-pound dog food. And she sets that little box on top of this box of dog food. She goes, so-and-so there. She goes, he's laughing his butt off saying that we should have had the dog food and you should have had this. And I go, I didn't see him getting out to help me. You know, like, it was just ridiculous. You know, obviously they should have had the dog food. Because the box she gave was big enough for me to put in the mailbox.
I think people should just buy their dog food local.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad, except that the old guy that lives there, he's a truck driver. So he's there every now and then. But he came out as I was loading those out one time. Because I get 5 boxes every month. And he goes, I don't know why we keep getting this. He goes, we got 11 boxes in the garage that we haven't even opened up.
Of dog food?
Of dog food.
They got an auto bill or something?
Auto ship.
Because your credit card keeps working old timer. Yeah. That's why you still get it.
I was like, right? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just telling everybody who's listening, especially lives in the United States, you know, take care of your mailman. Give him some cookies. Give him some candy. $10 gift certificate to McDonald's.
If I give him some help.
Give him some help. Whatever. It's rough. It's rough out there.
Sounds like it. I'm terrible.
But I will tell you, the people that I deliver the dog food, they don't ever give me anything for Christmas. So.
Well.
They don't care. So it's a bad back. That's what they give me, is a bad back.
Well,
so in other words, my mail truck that whole day had the intoxicating aroma of, Ocean Breeze, Bath and Body Works soap and Old Roy dog food. It was awesome. That was quite a combination.
Well, I guess it could be worse.
I really don't know how, but I'll take your word for it.
You could have had one of them people they send you now for, instead of a colonoscopy, they send you a stool sample thing with a box, and you put this cellophane thing over the toilet, and you take a dump in it and ship it to them, so. Yep, it's called the mail-in shit. Mm-hmm. And you send it in to them. It's in a prepackaged label. Stick it on the outside of the box, and you send it to them. Somehow they look through it.
Did you say the mail and ship or the
whichever your ears want it to be, man?
Wouldn't that be the other way around?
Ship and shit.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
God only knows what's hiding in our shadows.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.